Pirates and Nationals wrapping up the 2017 regular season. Of course, a postseason awaits for the Nationals, not so for the Pirates, but they had a big first inning on Sunday.
Now Gio comes set, facing Max Moroff at a swing and a line drive. Base hit down the left field line on a fastball. Bell scores from third. Freeze has scored from second. Rounding third and coming home to score on the play is Luplo. And in at second with a bases clearing, three-run double is Max Moroff. 27 years of age. Swinging a line drive. Base hit left center field. Worth over to chase it. Will cut it off in the gap. Rounding third is Moroff. He'll score. The throw will go to second. And on at first with a single to left center and a run batted in is Jacob Stallings. Everyone on their feet here at Nationals Park in this big crowd. Base is loaded. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch to Harper. Breaking ball lined up the middle where the shortstop is playing. Moroff has it on a hop. And the throw to first in time for the out.
The set for Roark. The runner goes. The 2-2 is lined over the leaping Sanchez. A base hit down the left field line. Heading for third is Moroff. He's going to try to score. Worth will fire it in. The ball's cut off by Trey Turner. And it's an RBI double for Jacob Stallings. His second RBI hit in the game. And the Pirates now lead it 7-4.
Now the 3-2. Swinging a line drive. Base hit center field. Taylor's charging. Rounding third. Coming home. Bostic throw to the plate. And Lobatone can't catch it. Bostic scores. The Pirates add a run here at the top of the eighth inning. Now lead by the score of 9-6. What a throw by Taylor. Right on the money. And it had some zip on it. And Lobatone could not handle the one-hop throw. And he's upset with himself.
Pirates pick up the 11-8 win. Pittsburgh finishes the season with a mark of 75-87 as they miss the postseason for the second straight year. The Nationals, meanwhile, will host the world champion Cubs in game one of the NLDS from Nationals Park on Friday. In one final postseason tune-up, the Nationals fell to the Pirates in the regular season finale on Sunday by an 11-8 score. The Nats now prepare for the world champion Cubs, whom they host in game one of the NLDS, which gets underway on Friday from Nationals Park. Here is Washington skipper Dusty Baker.
I don't know, just the fans in general. You know, they showed their appreciation for all of our effort and excellence. You know, we had a good season, and we're trying to approach a great season. And what stood out is how most of the fans stayed around for this four-hour and something inning, I mean, a game. And but that's what stood out. I mean, how much appreciation, you know, the fans in this city has given us. And, you know, all I hear is about how much excitement and joy that we brought to the city this year from people in the street. And the best is yet to come.
It looks like Harper was able to take a couple of nice swings today.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he looked better. He's been looking progressively better. He's seeing pitches. He's laying off bad pitches. And now it's time for us to go in a few days.
Did you want to get Rendon and Sam across the line at 300? Was that
a 300? Yeah, that was part of it. But I wanted to get Rendon. Also wanted to get Lind and Howie Kendrick some at bats. You know, more importantly, you know, Zim was, he was over, not way over at 300, but he was 303, I think. And, Rendon was, I think, 302 or 30, round off two. And I was hoping that, more than anything, that he got 100 RBIs today, because that's a tremendous milestone, especially if you've never reached it before. And I was telling Rendon that 1 year I ended up with 99, so, and then I hit the top of the fence on my last at bat in Atlanta, and I said, I'll get it 10 more times and never got it.
Was Michael A. okay after taking
up? Yeah, he seemed like he was okay. He didn't show anything. I don't know where the ball hit him exactly. I couldn't tell if it hit him in the, so we'll take a look at that. Pardon? Yeah, Gio was, he was under weather. He's been there, for a few days now. And I could sort of tell because, it looked like he had lost some weight. And you know, early in the game, the strike zone, you know, that was a big pitch that was on Bell that looked like a strike. And but that's what led to the, you know, to the beginning. They got quite a few big two-out hits, and we didn't hardly get any. And we certainly got to get better at getting runners in from third, less than two outs, because, you know, we had them out there two or three times, and bases loaded, I think, three or four times. And pardon? Ooh-wee. And, you know, we left 15, 16 runners on base. That's a lot. And we certainly, you know, could have snatched that game early and got Gio, you know, the win. Yeah, probably, but you know, he's going to be fine. It's just a matter of when we got to determine when that win is.
Dusty, you have a four-game gap now before Friday.
Yes.
How do you approach this little break?
Well, I'm going to try to give everybody a day off tomorrow, a mental break and a physical break, and then we'll go back to work. You know, we'll go back to the fundamentals. And just make sure we try to cover out most of the bases, you know, PFPs, infield, outfield, you know, catch a lot of balls, go over the signs. There'll be some pitchers that want to get some work that are going to throw to hitters. And so, and then we'll do that Tuesday and Wednesday. And then Thursday we'll take it like a normal, you know, batting practice and kind of make sure we get a good night's rest and come out smoking on Friday.
With Max, mm-hmm. he mentioned that you could, like a pitcher could pitch two and five
mm-hmm.
on full rest.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a possibility? And also, if it's bothering him, would you think about pushing him to game three and getting one start out?
Well, maybe. It just depends, you know, what our evaluation of him is and himself. You know, Max knows himself pretty well. And as you can tell, Max can add and subtract when he got it all figured out. But you know Max.
Perhaps Gio Gonzalez can take solace in the fact that one of his worst starts of the season occurred in the regular season and not the postseason. In the regular season finale on Sunday, Gio was roughed up as he gave up four runs in the first inning alone as the Nationals fell to the Pirates by an 11-8 score. The left-hander spoke to the media after the game.
Oh yeah, that's the nice thing about today's game is you know, Zim, Jason Worth, you know, all the guys coming off the field, Rendon, all the guys that had a monster year, Murphy, they deserve it. I mean, if we could have played the whole game with everybody on their feet clapping, that probably would have happened too, because fans were into it. They were clapping right off the bat in the first inning. They understood what was going on, and you know, it's very sentimental when you have that kind of support and fans that are alert and knowing that, you know, it could be Jason's last time with the Nationals and, you know, a guy who's been pretty much a leader in this team. So that's a big applause to them, you know, for understanding and realizing how valuable some players are to us.
You have a four-day gap now until Friday's game one. Is this a good thing in a sense to kind of recharge the batteries for the club going forward?
As in what part?
Just focus, just get ready for the, you know, second season.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say that on the last game of the year. I think we were focused, ready to go when we clinched, though. This is a game that we just do not want to think about. We got it out of the way, that's for sure.
Yeah, you had, you know, today's side, whatever, full season, the numbers were really good for you. Just kind of how do you feel now that you look back on the season you put together?
Before this start? Oh, I felt great.
Yeah.
I mean, this was awesome. I mean, I felt like I actually did something. And then last game, today's game was, did nothing. Took a couple steps back, which is what I wanted to do, right? That's why I pitched the last game of the season.
Is it nice to have 8 days before your next start, probably, to get well?
8 days, it's always nice. Yeah, it's always nice to get some, at least you get to back to focus and back to what you were saying. It's more of the exercise and stuff you want to get on and kind of locking it in at that point.
Just weight back on or
Pretty much, yeah. Try to eat as much as you can and load up as and that part. But energy, everything, you want to kind of like save as much energy as possible. And this is the time now, you know, knowing that this is over with, now we get focused back to what we wanted to do and the task at hand for sure.
The Nats now prepare for the World Champion Cubs, whom they host in Game 1 of the NLDS, which gets underway on Friday from Nationals Park.